And as always with me is Gabe Gutierrez via phone today. Gabe, how are you doing?
We are the body of Christ. We do not stand alone.
No, we do not stand alone.
Sing it, Jason.
I thought you were going to do the other song. No many parts. We are one body.
Yes. There's also another one. Like, we are the body of Christ.
Oh, yes. Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
What is the one you sang? Was that the We Are Many Parts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a classic, man.
Heck yeah.
And the gifts we have, we are given to share. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so many great songs.
Well, they are songs.
We're not made about this. About this session.
How are you?
Man, I'm good. It's Friday. More like Fri-yay. Coming up on the end of May. And I'm drinking some Chardonnay. I'm not drinking Chardonnay. I just try to find a rhyming word there.
Nice. Well, you...
Though it may seem like it. Especially after this banter.
Yes. Well, at the time we're recording this, it feels like that sometimes.
This would be like that sometimes.
Although this is like our golden time. This is when we get a little crazy. And my Aunt Linda is listening. She goes, what were you guys on? What are you guys doing?
This is when it's the best.
This is where we get the inside jokes.
This is when we're worth listening to.
the masks and the filters are fast asleep.
Yeah, yeah. And when you listen to Monday's episodes, it's like you're listening to the NPR, some NPR show, you know? Oh, yes, Jason, let me tell you all about Dante and Canto 45. And what Dante was inferring in this moment.
Yes.
But no. Here, it's a straight party.
Wow. Oh, man.
And why wouldn't we party, Jason? It's the feast day of St. Bernardino of Siena.
Yes.
I don't have to tell you that. What's your favorite St. Bernardino of Siena story? Go.
I know I asked, I think I asked this last year. Or at some point, is he the patron of aviation?
Oh, that's a great question. Let me check. Go ahead and tell your story.
Well, I know there's a saint who was able to like levitate and float around.
That's Joseph of Cupertino.
Dang it, I knew. I was going to say, if it wasn't him, it was going to be Joseph of Cupertino.
Yeah, this guy's a patron of advertisers. Let's see.
Oh, so he's Mad Men.
He's Mad Men, totally. Advertisers advertising Aquila, Italy. Chest problems. So if you've got some chest issues, Bernardino's your guy. The Diocese of San Bernardino. Can you believe it?
What?
In California.
Hey, I've been there.
Gambling addicts. PR personnel. San Bernardino, Switzerland. A few places. But yeah. So yeah, what's your favorite story?
I mean, I would say visiting San Bernardino was beautiful, but I don't have a story of him specifically.
Me too. Yeah. No, Bernardino also Italian for little Bernard, right? He's from Tuscany, and his parents died when he was young, and he grew up, was a student at the University of Siena, took charge of the hospital there when an epidemic killed most of the staff. He's like last man standing, just took charge. He took care of his aunt until she passed away, and then he became a Franciscan, and his role model was Saint Vincent Ferrer, or one of them I should say. Inspired by that, he traveled around preaching the gospel and to huge, enormous audiences. He denounced usury, peace, promoted peace, he didn't denounce it. And then worked hard for the reform and discipline of the Franciscan order. So, San Bernardino.
Pray for us. Well, are you ready to bring some tension into the room?
Let's do it. Can't wait.
Well, maybe not us bringing the tension, but definitely Jesus bringing some tension.
Off the top rope.
So we are going to jump into the catechism, and we are talking about articles 574 through 576, and this is under paragraph 1, Jesus and Israel. And it's interesting because this is the first time in a long time where I didn't have a lot of stuff underlined in these three paragraphs. I mean, it was all kind of surrounding the same thing, which is, you know, Jesus is God, and so as he says, you know, he didn't come to abolish the law, but came to fulfill the law. And because of that, he's not gonna be really beholden to the 450 plus laws that were given under Moses way back when. And some people had a hard time with that, namely the Pharisees.
I think for me, in that first paragraph, there's a line, like you're saying, some people had a hard time with that. The line here says, some ill-intentioned person suspected Jesus of demonic possession because of some of the behavior that he had. And I was just thinking about that, like some ill-intentioned persons thought that, okay, Jesus could be possessed by a demon, and that's what's doing all this. And just the realization that, like, they really don't get it. Like, they're so far off that in the work that he does, which, yes, does conflict with the Mosaic laws that they were following in some ways. But just the idea, like, I guess the connection for me was really even more so when in the scripture reading we'll read a little bit later on, Paul talks about how someone with a spirit, like, cannot curse God. You know, like, if you're in the spirit, if you've got a good disposition, like, you can't see that in Jesus. It's if anything, it's like projection, right? It's those who are, you know, dealing with evil that see that and try and take it down too, with that misappropriate label.
Yeah, I mean, for me, he is the sign of contradiction, but in 575, the church fathers say, you know, he's a sign of contradiction for the Pharisees and the elites, the intellectuals, those that have gained power and authority, more so than those that have stayed humbled, and those that were, you know, as it says, the simple, where does it say, the ordinary people of God, as it says, and within the ordinary people, not only is it just common sense, but it's the humility that they are dependent on God, and when they're open to that and that childlike faith, then their hearts are more receptive to what Jesus is teaching and saying and doing for the kingdom of God. And I love also that they point out in 575 that it's not all Pharisees, And they point to some examples where Jesus does praise some of the Pharisees that are willing to be open and humble and listen to what Jesus is truly saying. And when they do accept it, he acknowledges it. And he's saying, you are close to the kingdom of God.
Yes. Yeah. No, I love that too. Just the idea that, yes, there were plenty of Pharisees that were not the biggest fans, but not all. Not all. And so there are many examples there of the healthy relationships that he has with certain ones of them. Yes, completely. Mm-hmm. And then the last piece here, 376, I don't know that anything specific here stood out to me other than just seeing the ways that Jesus is moving, right?
Yeah, it felt like it was like a recap and just synthesizing the first two paragraphs, but in brief, and the three points here.
Okay. Exactly. More brief and brief.
Exactly. I mean, that's really it. Do you have anything else?
No, let's kick it over to the Corinthians.
Awesome. Well, speaking of, trying to keep people in line here, I suppose, we are in Corinthians, and we are now all 1 Corinthians, that is, because I have to be specific, because, there's two of these bad boys. And we are now in chapter 12, and we are talking about spiritual gifts, talking about one body and many members. So, Gabe, where do you want to take us?
And this is what I was referring to earlier. This is verse 3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed. So, when the Spirit is with you, when you're open to God and Him being presented in front of you, the response is not to curse Jesus or to turn your back on Him, but rather this next line says to explain that Jesus is Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit, through that gift, right, of the Holy Spirit. And so just the thinking there again, just to go back, like there were some Pharisees that did have that grace of the Holy Spirit to recognize Jesus as Lord and try and follow Him, and then others that fit in this category here of not fully understanding, and that's why one could even, that's the only reason someone could say Jesus be cursed.
And there's in my commentary, it brings up about how, it's obviously on a literal level, Paul's addressing a question here, but we're not 100% sure why he brings that specific saying up. It could be some Pharisees or other Jews that are trying to dissuade people from praising the Lord. It could be just a pagan ritual, because obviously many of the Corinthians were pagans formally. So we don't know the literal sense. It could be a couple of reasons, but the more important is in the spiritual sense, exactly what you're touching on, is, if we're calling upon Jesus and we believe that He's the Son of God and He is divine, then we need to be careful with our words, because that's a pretty harsh statement that we're saying there. For me, the first part that I underlined and just dwelt on was the understanding of the gifts or the charisms that we receive from God. And what I loved here in my commentary, where it brought up where Paul's talking about, one has a gift of teaching or preaching, a gift of tongues, a gift of interpreting tongues. And what I love about it is we just read last week about how he beautifully does the both and approach when it comes to husbands and wives and men and women. It's not either or. You need both. The same thing too here. It's not one gift or charism is better than the other. It's not an either or. It's a both and, in that they're all needed. And it's not an individual thing. The reason why God blesses us with charisms or gifts is it's meant for the body. It's meant for the community. It's meant to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that goes back to what we were talking about on Wednesday, about how we need to be a slave to God, and by handing over our gifts. But what's amazing is, and this is the part that just blew my mind, was like, wait. I have to remember that these gifts, they're not even my gifts. Because Paul's telling us straight up, the gifts are from God. So I'm just a vessel to be used by God for the good of others. And that's just a very humbling thing that I thought about.
Yeah, I know that's good. And then there he gets into this piece of the body, right? And all the different parts, like all the things that we were referencing, of course, and just all the different members and the pieces and how we all come together in one. And, you know, it's this thing that you've heard probably over and over lots of different times. I can't tell you how many, like, middle school youth retreats I've seen someone read this little section from Corinthians. Just to say, hey, we all have gifts. We can all do different things. We're not all the same, but we're all still part of the same body, right? The really wonderful thing here, and this is, like, I think the gist of it, right, is in verse 27, that now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Like, I'm going to go through all this thing of, like, the hand can't say to the foot or the eye can't say to the ear, right? But ultimately to say that we're all one body, in Jesus. That's where our focus is. We are individually members of it. That's where we are. So that's the line, the next line that kind of stood out to me that I underlined, because that 27.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I can't tell you how many times I've taught on the mystical body of Christ, and, you know, Pope Pius XII's encyclical, where he takes this and just expounds on it exponentially, much more better and more beautifully than I could ever articulate it. You know, Christ being the head and we the members, and the hierarchy within that. But the beauty, I think, that I've seen it really in reality of this mystical body of Christ, of the unity by our baptism and the universality of it played out no better than World Youth Days, where, you know, you have millions of people from all over the world.
Yes.
And we can't speak, you know, sometimes we can't even talk to each other because we don't quite have the same language and the dialect, but we are all joyful because we're joyful in Christ. And mm-hmm. we're all united in the Eucharist, in Jesus, and by our baptism.
No, absolutely. It's through that baptism that you said we're born into this family. Like, just to recognize baptism again for this key sacrament that it is, to bring people in a real way into the family of God. And so, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing for us to do. And then once you are baptized, then yes, like, it's time to start serving. It's time to start giving. It's time to start, you know, contributing as a member of his body.
And then he kind of teases us at the end with like a to be continued here, because he tells us that, you know, there's a desire for even better gifts than the ones that he mentions in this chapter. Now, obviously, you and I know, and hopefully listeners, if you read scripture, you know what's coming. But if you don't, stick around to next week and we'll dive into that.
Yes.
Because
we're going to level up next week.
Spoiler alert, there are higher gifts than the ones that he just talked about in this week.
Yeah, don't limit yourself to that.
Yeah. You think that's good? Just wait.
Just you wait.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on and on, but it'd be basically circling, you know, the same stuff over and over again and recycling it. So
same kind of thing for me too.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank y'all so much for listening. We hope you have a great week, a great Friday. And as Gabe said, you know, we are nearing the end of May. We hope that those that are graduating, those that celebrated Mother's Day and about to celebrate Father's Day very soon and Memorial Day, all the holidays for late spring, early summer, we hope that y'all have a restful time, a growth time. You know, I gave a talk recently and just said, you know, I was talking to some students and I just said, listen, you know, I know right now is a time where you just want to veg out, but, you know, really take advantage of this time that the Lord has given us. Take advantage of the gifts that he's given us, as St. Paul talks about here in this chapter. And, you know, go out and share your gifts to the church, to your community, to your neighbors, to your family and your friends. And, you know, we would love to be able to pray for you, you know, however we can. So come check us out over at readingyourwaytoheaven.fireside.fm, and our Discord channel link is right there, and we have a little tab for prayer intentions. Love to pray for you. And you know, if you have any highs you want to share, some successes, we'd love to hear from you. But also any petitions we can offer up, just let us know. We'd love to pray. So anyways, we hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Until then, love you, bye.